Chapter 2. Physical Weathering. Physical weathering does not change the composition of rocks. It changes the sizes of rocks and minerals. There are several kinds of physical weathering. Frost wedging is the most common. Frost wedging takes place when water seeps into tiny cracks in rocks. When the water freezes, it expands and causes the ice to push outward against the rocks. This causes the rocks to break apart. Frost wedging takes place when water freezes and thaws many times. This kind of weathering happens high in mountain ranges where water often freezes and thaws every day. Frost wedging also occurs in regions with cold winters. Caption: The rock at the foot of this mountain in the Sierra Nevada formed as frost wedging broke the rocks into many tiny pieces. Caption: Half Dome in Yosemite National Park is an example of how pressure can cause rocks to weather and form layers. Another kind of physical weathering takes place when rocks that were once deeply buried are brought to the surface. Pressure on the surface is much lower than below the surface. This change in pressure can cause the rocks to weather and form layers that look like the layers of an onion. Liberty Cap and Half Dome in Yosemite National Park in California both formed this way. They both weathered to form onion-like layers that peeled away from the main bed of rock.